Few of the best-known species of birds possessed the same flying ability as the sparrow. When a sparrow flies, it appears to make very easy movements. It can fly straight towards a tree, branches, a bush, or the ground. All it does at that time is to focus on its destination and give the command to its feathers. It is able to do this thanks to its wing feathers. If caught by a mild breeze in flight, it can turn, raise, or lower them. There may even be a slight difference between two feathers. Compared with steel of the same weight, these feathers are one of the strongest of materials. The theory of evolution, which maintains that birds evolved from reptiles, is unable to account for the enormous differences between these two classes. Feathers, which are totally unique to birds, are just one of the features that represent an unbridgeable gap between birds and reptiles. The matchless design in bird feathers gave Charles Darwin considerable pause for thought. Moreover, the perfect aesthetics of the peacock's feathers had made him sick, his own words. And now, trifling particulars of structures often make me very uncomfortable. The sight of a feather in a peacock's tail, whenever I gaze at it, makes me sick. Not only feathers, but also other bodily features of birds are far too complex to be explained in terms of any evolutionary process. For example, birds' bones are hollow. This means that birds are very light and can fly with ease. Their fast-working digestive system enables the bird to immediately dispose of what it has eaten. Thus, digested food does not constitute added weight during flight. All the features you have seen here show that the sparrow was created, with all its attributes, to fly. The peacock's most distinguishing feature is its highly decorated tail. The females have no such adornment. It is only possible to see the tail feathers of this bird, with its blue head and neck, in the mating season, when the male opens up its tail to attract the female and produces an astounding fan. The male peacock has some 200 tail feathers, which are replaced every year. Some 170 of these are in the shape of eyes and are known as eye feathers. The remaining 30 give the fan its exquisite outline and are known as tea feathers. The eyes are distributed in a very regular manner over the fan. At the microscopic level, both tea and eye feathers possess very complex designs. Each one of the eyes is visible because there are short feathers in the front of the fan and long feathers behind. The tiny hairs on an eye feather are close together at the top and more widely spaced at the bottom. Thanks to this wide spacing at the bottom, the part containing the eye is brought out by the creation of a contrast. The colors in a peacock's feathers are principally attractive because they are bright and striking. These striking colors change according to the angle from which one looks at them. This happens not because of color pigments, but due to an optical effect known as the thin film, which takes place in feather barbules. It is, of course, impossible for the peacock to perform such detailed calculations and install such a design in its own body. It is also impossible for it to know that these magnificent designs will impress female peacocks. The creator who planned this extraordinarily beautiful tale in all its detail is Almighty God, Lord of the earth and sky, and all that lies between.